calling the meeting to order right at 5:30. So is there a motion for the adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
There's a second?
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. First thing on our list is the quartiles that Julia did a wonderful job giving us a definition of what quartile that is. There was a request to the executive committee in December that we get a report on where everyone falls within the quartiles. I'm sure you've all reviewed it. And it looks like it kind of spaces out a little bit as we go every year. Any comments on that, Julie?
Well, one of the things that we were looking at is to make sure we were alleviating some of that compression in that quartile one, and it does look like that happens with the number of employees moving from quartile one and so on each year.
Okay.
So I think we'll alleviate some of that compression.
Do we get into any trouble as it goes into 22? It looks a little...
Well, we will reevaluate at that point what the best type of composition of the quartiles is at that time, and that's the nice thing is that we have that freedom to do what we want with the different quartiles or what makes sense at the time.
Can you wave the wand for that? Or?
Yeah, we do. Karen's magic wand, yeah.
Okay. You can borrow my gavel if you want. Is there any further question on that before we vote on that?
Jeff? Here, remind me, Julie, what the years are in each quartile. What?
It isn't by years, it's by their current pay. So if their current pay falls in quartile one, then they have a certain increase based on that quartile.
I forgot that.
Yep. Yeah.
Got it.
And that's what we were seeing is so many people were just stuck right at the beginning of the wages, even with new people coming in, people who had been here a while weren't moving.
Julie, with that, before we were having everybody stuck at quartile one,
right.
It was not, you're seeing no hope. This here, now you get some migrating here, but we still have that at or above max number is growing. And at some point in time, we got to address that one.
Well, we usually the wages are frozen at the top of the range. Mm-hmm. And that's typically, so a lot of those people end up moving off of that due to retirement or... So they've been here quite a while at that point. But you can see that there gets to be more people around that quartile three, which was one of the goals, that if you have people who are fully trained, they should be a little bit more towards midpoint. So it looks like it's going to accomplish what we were looking for.
I guess, Madam Chair, what I'm really trying to get my arms around is, so if an employee was here 10 years, could they be at the same pay except for that minor 2% or 1.5%? Are they at that range for a long time, or the 126 employees, for example, at the first box, probably the bulk of them are newer employees?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to grasp.
Well, going forward, but we had quite a big bulk in that quartile one because we hadn't been moving the range over the years. We were doing movement within range, or we had been moving the range, so then people weren't ever moving through it because of how it really depends on how you set up your increases. If you're doing the general increase, which moves the range, or the movement within range. So those are those decision points that we'll be able to use with the quartiles after the contract's up.
I guess it's all part of, Madam Chair, the whole issue of having employees continue with us,
mm-hmm.
to create, and I know that quartile discussion was based on that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm asking, that's why I was wondering how many of those are going to be, obviously moving up as an incentive to keep them.
And that's where I think you start to see where you're getting more that quartile two in that year three, you've got 97.
Yep.
They'll keep moving through, and they'll move through a lot quicker, particularly with the contract that we have at this point with wages for the next 3 years. Because if you remember, we're moving the range And then we're also have a movement within the range increase.
I just had a question. Did it change a lot from 2019 to 2020? Is there more compression there from, you could see it starting to move already from last year to this year?
You know, I didn't do the numbers for 2019. I think last year was our first year with the quartiles, so I don't know how much we would have seen then.
Hoping for
minimal, because we also did a smaller movement general increase, so we didn't move the range as much either. But.
Other comments? Julie said it's a budgeted change, so there's no cost change. So is there a motion to...
Doesn't need one on this, Madam Chair. It's a report.
Pardon?
The report.
Okay.
So one other point. You could see that it's mostly subs left in quartile one. That'll change, of course, as we hire people leave and we're replacing new people with starting wages.
Okay. All right. So we don't need a motion to accept this report?
No.
Sounds good. So the next thing on our agenda is looking at staff recognition, the review of the gifts that we give people after so many years of service.
So this is really just a refresher. The topic came up at the executive committee meeting in December. So I just wanted to attach what our policy is, where we do recognize staff at 1, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and 35 years. And that we have pre-purchased gifts with our logo on, and they're paid for by the friends. So we do have a policy on it. And then I have the gifts here. I'll just pass them around, and you can get an idea of what they look at. So it's we have a sense of how many we need for the year, and we're purchasing the gifts ahead of time.
Comments?
Chair, are we still going to do like a overall letter signed by the board, or we're not going to do that?
We were hoping to get more direction from the board on exactly what was expected. I think the way the letter was framed at the executive committee meeting, it would be extremely difficult to generate it to that level of specificity. So if there's something the board wants to do in terms of staff recognition differently at the board level, we can do that. But this is currently what's in place and in policy. We also do the quarterly reports on staff recognition in the board packet. I think one of the board members at the last meeting also said that at the county's staff are invited in for that. So we were hoping to get some direction from the committee and some action for the board as to how exactly to move forward, since there are a lot of ideas out there and we already have some things in place.
Madam Chair, the retirements is usually a certificate signed by the chair and the executive director.
Right? Correct. Yep.
I think I brought it up, Madam Chair, and again, if you want to use it as a tool, great. Some of us, I feel, and some of us said that they feel, we just want the staff to know. We're so disconnected from the staff that I hope they understand directly from us somehow that we do know they exist. We do appreciate what they do, and if that can help with retention and creating some
morale,
additional morale,
yeah, everything.
You know, it could be a form letter, it could be whatever. I think with personal signatures, but again, whatever, it's not a huge deal, and yet I'll tell you one thing, it is a huge deal. We do it within the company. Zig Ziglar, I think it was, said the most important word in the American Dictionary is the first name. And when people know that you know who they are, or you call them on your birthday, or it's the littlest of things that really spark something. So if we as a board can help that effort, so be it. If you don't think we can, neither here nor there. But I just thought, in the years I've been on the board, other than recognizing the staff that come before us, there's no connection there at all. And that I thought it might help with retention and morale.
If I may, Madam Chair, the follow-up with Jeff is that we at our county, we give a 5, 10, 15, 20, then we have a certificate plus like some kind of plaque or gift they get, but then it's signed by the board chair and our administrator, in this case the director, and then it's kind of certificate that we bring them into the boardroom, and then we acknowledge them, you know, so.
Yeah.
Whether you want to do it, you know, 1, 3, 5, whatever, but I think rather than have all the board members sign, because the board chair represents the whole board.
Right, that'd be fine.
You know, so I think it'd make it easier, so then after the meeting, you know, then whoever's the board chair signs them when they're still here during the meeting. I don't know. Would be me.
I'm just thinking.
I don't want to do it.
Not you, so.
But anyway, so I'm going to say that would be a suggestion. You know, do it at 1, 3, 5. That's quite often, like Jeff said, you know, to recognize these people, you know, a certificate with a sports bottle is fine to me, but I don't know how much a piece of paper costs for a certificate signed by our chair and the director. It should be pretty reasonable.
After you've been around a while, this is kind of embarrassing. When we do it at Stearns County, I find myself referring to the tenure people as new. And they're not new. Just, right. Yeah, they've been here a while. I'm the one that's, you know, fading off in the sunset.
But that would be my recommendation. Do a certificate signed by the board chair, signed by the director, along with the gift. And I would like to, bring them into a meeting if at all possible. So, again, that would be like we all can recognize them as being here, you know. So, again, my opinion.
Well, Lisa could just be invited. Would that be a lot of staff time to do that or something?
It's just really difficult logistically because out of our 280 employees, 220 are part-time in such a big geographic location. So you could certainly do an invite whether they come or not would be up to them. But
right. Would you pay mileage for someone from Staples to come to be recognized? Yeah. It's kind of where.
And usually you come down here for a 2-minute appearance is to drive 60, 70 miles.
But then you don't need to, you can invite them, I guess. If they don't show up, they don't show up, you know. But
you would have to pay mileage? If
no.
I don't know. I don't know what.
We don't
or
pay
could
mileage.
Could you say optional, you know, or something?
But we have our meetings during the day, in the mornings. We're here, we have one at 7 o'clock, so what's the odds of somebody, or 6 o'clock, showing up for it, you know? So I don't think that would be a mandatory.
Our schedules are just all really unique with our part-time staff. We do a certificate with the gift. I think Karen does sign it.
Okay. Could the board chair sign that also? I mean, you're sending it out anyway, so.
Right now it's, I think, director and supervisor, unless it's a retirement, then it's director, or no, the board chair signs the letter if it's a retirement. So we could change that. I don't even think that's in policy.
Do you hand deliver them when they're from Staples? Do you take them up?
Usually, since the each of those recognition levels have a certificate and then a tangible item, most of the supervisors deliver those when they do their branch visits. But whether that person's working that day, it depends on their schedule too. And the supervisor could be, like, at the branch level, it might be the library services coordinator and me, not necessarily someone from administration outside of the director role.
Okay. I'd like to see the board chair sign them, too, just because that's...
Yeah, to connect us, connect the dots.
Shows that, hey, we're all watching and appreciating you.
I could see that.
Could you make up a sample draft or something that we, or
just well, probably what we would be able to just do is bring them to a board meeting, like Randy said, and get them signed. We generally do the whole quarter at one time, so we can get them all signed and then distribute everything.
Do we need to make a motion or vote on that, or that's just something we can?
I don't think so. As long as we know that that's that what the wish of the board is.
Sounds like we're all somewhat in favor of that.
So quarter one, I believe, is out. We can start that with quarter two.
Sounds good.
So if I may, Madam Chair, how do you inform the full board that this is what we're doing?
I'll pass it on in the next.
Okay, your report. Okay, good. Thank you.
With our gifts, too, I'll just mention this one when it comes around. We give to all new hires on day one orientation, just something that they can put all their new hire paperwork in.
Okay. All right.
We gotta work here while I don't get some mug.
With that, that's the last thing on our agenda today. Next meeting is March 17th. Same St. Patrick's Day, wear green.
You've been directed.
Adjourn the meeting at